We are in conversation with Ewan Curry of the Sheepdogs in advance of their upcoming huge North American tour. The Sheepdogs will be at Massey Hall in Toronto October 13th. Tickets go on sale as of today. Wondering if you're already in rehearsals or if rehearsal preparation is even a thing for you guys.
We definitely do like a little refresher before we hit the road. You know, it's a little bit like riding a bicycle. You know, you sort of forget, can I do this? And then you pick up the guitar and start playing, you know, I don't know again. And then it's like, oh yeah, it's all right there in your fingers.
This is a pretty ambitious tour. What kind of a say do you guys have in selecting the cities, or do you just leave that up to management and then you get told where you're going? How does it work?
Yeah, I mean, usually we have agents that craft sort of the overall arc of it, and there's a bit of back and forth in terms of, you know, the logistics. And something that's important for us, especially as we're getting older, is figuring out how to do these legs and manageable numbers of shows in a row. When we were younger, we'd do like 7-8 shows in a row, and I'd just be exhausted by the end of them, you know. So we're trying to make it more band friendly, and in turn it makes it better for the audience because we're going to be fresher every time they come see us.
But still pretty ambitious, like we're talking 50 cities pretty much. Do they all start to blur together, or do you put a conscious effort into enjoying the local flavors and the sights and the different places you go to?
Both. They blur undoubtedly. You kind of forget, oh, where was that again? But I absolutely love to see, you know, what the local color is. I mean, love trying to find a good place to eat. I've tried almost every city in Canada's Vietnamese restaurants because that's my go-to show day meal. I love finding record stores, used bookstores, vintage clothing stores, you know, just all that kind of good stuff.
You talked about a show day meal. Do you have any other go-to show day rituals?
No, I'm pretty chill, man. Like, I can't eat a big meal before a show. Like, the number of times somebody would be like, come to my restaurant before the show, we'll feed you. I'm just like, I'd love to, but I can't, you know, eat a gigantic meal before we hit the stage. It doesn't work out. And then, you know, maybe have a couple beers, but it's, you got to keep it sharp so that then when you hit the stage, you know, you're loose, but not too loose.
Absolutely. It's like being an athlete in that regard. You need to not have a full tummy. It's physically demanding.
Michael Jordan apparently used to eat McDonald's before every game, or like steaks and stuff. And he's just such a freak, I guess. But yeah, we are exactly high performance athletes. Thank you for saying that.
Absolutely. Any of the U.S. cities you're most looking forward to specifically hitting?
Can't remember if there's any new ones, but I mean, I love the West Coast. Obviously, California is, and the Pacific Northwest are really up there. Big fan of the South. We're playing in Woodstock, New York, which is pretty sweet. We've never played there before. It's the Levon Helm Studios, so that's pretty legendary.
Mentioning the new music, the new record specifically, Find the Truth, is there a noticeable or tangible difference, I guess, in the recording of it, being as it was born out of pandemic time off, and your guys' usual ritual for recording has been tight timelines because you're always in between time on the road. So is there a big difference?
No, we actually had a super tight. It was in that time when everybody's making plans and then the rules would change, you know, in terms of what you were allowed to do. So we had to cancel them. And we got so tired of trying to guess what we would be allowed to do. Let's just get some studio days happening. See what happens. Set up all the guitars and gear in a circle. You know, just kind of like throwing ideas out there, jamming songs. And then when the song starts to kind of feel good, we'll just hit record. Actually made it in a really short time period, but that's kind of how she goes.
So the process was similar. How much of the content is born out of pandemic emotions and experiences?
Yeah, definitely there's some of that in there. But I didn't want it to be too overtly about the pandemic because, I mean, man, we're so exhausted about it. Like, I feel like it's all anyone's talked about for the last 2 years. So I think, you know, there's a good streak of optimism and positivity that is kind of like looking to the future. And we need to get out of this sort of mindset that we've been in where we've been kind of licking our wounds and just waiting to bust out and party, you know?
For you personally, what's the pandemic experience been like? Ups, downs, highs, lows?
Well, I've been drinking a lot of bourbon and playing a lot of Super Nintendo.
What's your go-to Super Nintendo game?
I'm a huge fan of, there's this weird baseball game from like 1992 called Super Batter Up Baseball. And my brother and I have played millions of hours of, and it's just so cheesy and funny.
Who's your team? Who do you play as?
Oh, Jays. Always the Jays. It's the 91 Jays, so it's got it's got Candy Maldonado and Kelly Gruber and all those guys.
Ah, those were the days. From an image standpoint, do you think that you guys may have painted yourselves into a corner of needing to always have the long hair and the facial scruff because you've called yourselves the Sheepdogs? Does that make you have to have a certain look forever?
Yeah, I think to some degree we do. You know, you feel sort of like you're expected to look a certain way, and certainly I think it's, you know, kind of ties into the name and all that stuff. And actually, that's kind of why I wanted to talk to you today, because I wanted to announce that we're actually changing our name.
Wow.
We decided that we're going to change our name back to our original name, which is The Breaks. And I'm not going to have a beard anymore. I'm sick of having this thing in my face.
So that's the cue, just to get the close trim, but obviously the music stays the same.
Yeah, the music's the same. Just I'm sick of having long hair and a beard. And it's time for a change, and this is who I am. I'm a clean-shaven member of a band called The Breaks.
And The Breaks, of course, is a historic name. I mean, that was what you guys kind of started as.
That's right, yeah, in Saskatoon. We were a three-piece. Those are the glory days, so I want to relive them by changing our name to The Breaks.
Well, you hear it here first, ladies and gentlemen. Sheepdogs no more. They will be The Breaks after the upcoming North American tour. Tickets are on sale now, and it's auspicious to have a ticket on sale date on April Fool's Day.
It is. I guess I got to come clean. We are not changing our name.
You and Curry from the Sheepdogs forever will be etched into Canadian Musicana. Thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us.
Yeah, man. And just to clarify, I still have long hair and a beard, so just in case there are any concerned parties out there.